Vyasam Devim Brahmakule Ukaramani Abrahmanye Rajakule Kulakriyam Arakshyamana Priya Urvibalam Shochasyato Purusha Darivartam Vacham Dehim Brahmakule Kukaramani Abrahmanye Drakakule Kulagriyam Arakshyamana Priya Urvibalam Shochasyato Purusha Darivartam Vacham Devim Brahmakule Kukaramani Abrahmanye Rajakule Kulagriyam Arakshyamana Priya Urvibalam Shochasyato Purusha Darivartam Vacham Devim Brahmakule Kukaramani Abrahmanye Rajakule Kulagriyam Unprotected. Sriyaha, women. Urvi, on the earth. Bala, children. Shochasi, you are feeling compassion. Ato, as such. Purusha Adai, by men. Hiva, like that. Artam, those who are unhappy. Vacham, vocabulary. Devim, the goddess. Brahmakule, in the family of the Brahmana. Kukaramani, acts against the principles of religion. Abrahmanye, persons against the rabbinical culture. Rajakule, in the administrative family. Kula Agriyan, most of all the families, the Brahmanas. Translation. Are you feeling compassion for the unhappy women and children who are left forlorn by the unscrupulous persons? Or are you unhappy because the goddess of learning is being handled by Brahmanas addicted to acts against the principles of religion? Or are you sorry to see that the Brahmanas have taken shelter of administrative families that do not respect Brahminical culture?
Rakshamana Sriyodhi Bala. According to Vedic culture, first protection to the cows, to the women, to the brahmanas, to the children, and to the old men. This is the first business of the government, to give protection. Practically, there is no criminal charge against them. Against a brahmana, against a woman, a child. Suppose a child steals something, who is going to prosecute him? It is not taken very seriously. So they require protection. They should not be given freedom. But a child is not given freedom. Similarly, freedom, of course, there is. Protection means, to some extent, no freedom. If I want to protect the child, when I sometimes say, don't do this. That is one of the items of the protection. So, here, description of cow killing is already done. Now, in this age, Kali, these things will be lacking. First thing is that no protection for women. Women require protection by the father, by the husband, and by the elderly children. But that is now finished. Practically no protection they are under the name of so-called freedom loitering in the street. It is a very abominable condition of life. Now these things are very prominent in the Western countries especially. In India they are still dragging the Vedic culture. So, women are given protection. The father gives protection to the woman, child, and up to 16 years, at most, when she must be married. The father's duty will be finished when the daughter is given to a suitable boy to take charge. That is marriage system. Marriage system is that it is necessary for social equilibrium, and it is the duty of the father to get the daughter married to a suitable boy. And when she is married, then the father's duty is finished. Unless she is married, the father's duty is not finished. This is a baby culture. It is called Konna Dai. Konna means daughter. And Dai means obligation. Konna Dai. There are so many deaths. Putra Rin, Pitri Rin, Deva Rin, Bhutap. Devursi bhutapta ninam pithrina. Nayam alinina kinkara rajan sarvatmana vi saranam sarannam gatomokannam parihuttu kartum. We have got deaths to so many people. First death is to the demigods, just like the sun god, moon god. They are supplying heat, light, the Varuna, in this material world. We have got so many deaths, but people do not care for it. Just like we are receiving light from sun, but what we are paying to the sun, therefore we remain greater. This is basic life. You are getting this electricity, if you don't pay the bill, how long will you be able to use it? After some days, the connection will be cut off. But, although you do not pay any bill to the sunlight, because it is the order of Krishna, it is giving us light. But how long it will go? This is sinful. If you take something from a person and if you do not repay, that is sinful. Reen, it is called reen. So there are so many deaths, first to the demigod, then to the rishis, saintly persons, because we get knowledge, Vedic knowledge from the rishi. We must be data, guru-ring, data to the spiritual master, to the sages, to the saintly person, because we are getting knowledge from them. Therefore the Vyas Puja is there. Once in a year, the disciples are worshipping the spiritual master and trying to repay that he has received from his spiritual. Similarly, In our ordinary dealings also, you are my friend, I am your friend. You are getting some help from me, I am getting some help. Then we are debtors. Obligation. Devasi bhuto apto. Apto means relative. Our family. We are indebted to the father, mother, elderly family members. In this way, we are implicated with so many deaths. Devasi bhuta apto ankritrina. So you can liquidate the debt simply because it is practically impossible. Therefore, if you take shelter of Mukunda, Saranam Saranyam, be worthy of taking shelter. If you take shelter of anyone else, he cannot give you protection. And Krishna says, Aham tva sarva pape bhama kvaishyam. If you cannot liquidate your debts, you become sinful. But if you surrender to Krishna, Krishna says, sarva dhanmān paritvajya māmetam saranam bhaja. Aham kva sarva pāpe bhava kvaishyam. I shall get you released. This is one side. And from spiritual angle of vision, but from material angle of vision, within this, you can become insolvent. I cannot pay. If you apply to the court, I do not know whether this act is there in your country. In India, there is insolvency act. If one is debtor, then his asset, then he submits to the court that I have got so much asset and I have got so much debt, so people may not harass me. Court may divide amongst my creditors, whatever I got. This is called insolvency. So court decides that he has got $1,000 debt, but he has got only $100. So that $100 is divided. You take this and be satisfied. Is not. That is called insolvency. That is in terms of debt. But so far, the death of the daughter, it is not death, it is called die. Kunna die. Death you can take insolvency, but die means it is so obligatory, there is no such question that you can get relief from it. It must be. That the word is used, kunna die. But still, in India, the process is, as soon as the girl is grown up, the father is very anxious to find out a suitable boy and hand her over them. So that protection will be finished. It is already finished. At least in the Western country. There is no obligation on the father how to get the daughter married. Therefore, the question is, whether you are lamenting that in this age of Kali, these things will happen. Cows rather, no obligation for the daughter and bala, children. They are also not taken care of. Not only that, they are taken care of, but now a child or baby is being killed. This is Kali. This is Kali. And how one can be happy? So many sinful activities are going on. How they expect to become happy? This is not possible. Therefore, it is being asked. But whether you are thinking of all these things, and therefore you are unhappy. Sober man becomes unhappy. Paradukha Vishnu, especially Vishnu. Vaishnava has no problem for himself. But he has many problems for others. Because a Vaishnava, that is Vaishnava. Unhappy by seeing others unhappy. That is Vaishnava. That is first class Vaishnava. Paradukha dukhi, Present Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his practical example, he was a very learned scholar, many students, very respectable. He was so respectable in our day that in one night he collected 100,000 of people to challenge against the Qazi's judgment. Civil disobedience. Qazi acted against Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu challenged, now tonight we shall perform Sankirtan with 100,000 of people. And 100,000 of people gathered together and chanting and went to the house of Qazi. So the example is, he was at that time hardly 20 years old. But how much influence he had, that simply by his order, 100,000 people collected and chanted Hare Krishna and challenged the Qazi. You are for living, we shall continue. Do whatever you like. So, this is his popularity. And the Lakshmi Priya, the directing the goddess of fortune, wife, most beautiful, young wife, and a 70 years old mother. So he has got obligation. But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vaishnava, paradukha dukhi, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tattva sudhisthato surekshito rajya lakshmim dharmishtha yajna vachasa jadagada ranna. He had no business to take sannyas. At very young age, only 24 years old, is such a nice family, a good wife, mother. In a family where there is good mother and good wife, that's how there is happiness. And one who has no good mother and good wife, then it is hell. This is very fact. The Chanaka Pandit says, Mata yasya grihe nasti. If somebody has no mother at home, bhajya sa priya bhagini, and the wife is very harsh, dealing with the husband, not very properly. Arannam tena gandharvam. He immediately gives up that and go to the forest. This is Chanaka Pandit. What is the use of such nonsense house? Mahatajasya grihe nasti, bhajya sa priya bhagini, arannam tena gandharvam, yatha arannam tatha griham. For him, the home is as good as forest. Therefore, there is no family system. Everything finished. It is only Krishna consciousness movement trying to bring back Vedic culture so that people may be very happy. It is not a business. It is not a religious sentiment. It is a program to make everyone happy. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. This is Vedic culture. Not that I exploit you, you exploit me, I cut your throat, you cut my throat. This is not human design. And these are villain already. Because you cut throat of the animals, you are very expert cutting throat. Now you cut throat, each other. This is it. So, a sober man thinking all this, downfall of the human civilization, he becomes very unhappy. It becomes very unhappy. This human civilization, human being, human form of life was given by God of the nature for cultivating Krishna consciousness, spiritual. That is not possible in the lower form of life, animals, the cats and dogs, and this is an opportunity given by nature's laws. Now we get this body. Now you understand your position. What you are. To understand that you are not this body. So long in the lower grade of life you are under the impression that you are God, the cats and dogs. They do not know that the body and soul is different. That it is the human form of life to understand that I am not this body. That education begins in the Bhagavad Gita in the beginning. Dehi, the possession of the dehi is within the body. Not the body is the person. But no education. Throughout the whole scientific world and university education, there is no concern that I am not this body and soul. Such a foolish, rascal civilization. In the name of advancement. No protection for women. No protection for children. No respect for Brahminical culture. They are the animals really. Polished animals, that's all. Otherwise, it is not civilized. That is Vedic culture. Therefore, and another thing, Brahmana Kule Kukarmani. Kukarmani. Ku means bear. And karma means what? So, they are very much proud. You have no such thing here, because here there is no question of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Everyone is the same. So, but in India still, there are four classes of men. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Here it is in Kali Yuga. Kukarmani of Brahmani, Rajakule, Kulagra. Brahman and Kshatri, Brahman means the persons learned, very intelligent, Vedic culture, knowledge in Vedas, Sama, Lama, Titiksha, Arjava, these are the Brahmical qualifications, control the senses, control the mind, very clean. Sama, Dhamma, Titiksha, tolerant, Arjava, simplicity, these are the Brahminical qualities. Then, Jnanam, full knowledge, not that I am talking of becoming a Brahmin, but I have no knowledge. That is not Brahman must be very much learned. There is Brahman is another title is Pandit. Pandit means very learned. Panditji. Where is our Panditji? He's not here? He's not here? So, this is civilization, this is culture. So, at the present moment, there is no respect for Brahmanism. It's like we are trying to make our disciples perfectly men of character. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. And people will take it very lightly. They laugh. Because they do not know what is Brahminical culture. What is the perfection of human life. So all these are happening and will continue to happen till the end of this age, very, very dangerous. We must always watch. Don't be allured by big, big highways and skyscraper buildings with full advertisement of wine and cigarette. This is not life. This is not life. Life, here is life. Let anyone come and compare. This life in this temple and outside. This is life. So be careful that this material world is itself dangerous. Especially in this age of Kali. It is dangerous. It is stated in the Shastra. Padam padam jada vipadam. Every stage there is danger. This is the position. Maya is so strong that you should always expect simply danger. But if you become Krishna conscious, you can overcome these dangers. Padanga padanga jaise vipadanana tesa. It is not, this dangerous position is not for them. Who samasthitadi padavallabham pravam, one has, who has taken shelter of the lotus tree. It is a great ocean, just like the Pacific Ocean. It is just like a great ocean, big ocean of ignorance. As in the ocean, if you go, even on a boat, it is always dangerous. Similarly, we are in the ocean of material civilization. There is always danger. But if you take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, parampara, then you overcome the danger and you go back to home, back to God. Thank you very much.